Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Welcome, everybody, in to Adam Carriker on the Ticket. Hope you've had a good week so far, heading into a good, solid Easter weekend. Hopefully, you're enjoying your good Friday as well. Hopefully, it's a good Friday, no matter what's going on in your life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, got a fun show today, a loaded show, the fastest hour in radio. All right, each and every day here on 93.7, The Ticket. Join me from noon to 1 p.m. Central Time, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm live on Monday, Fridays. We got the Carriker Chronicles Big Ten Show, Tuesday, Thursdays, and All-American quarterback Steve Taylor every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. Noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. It's an absolutely loaded hour, the fastest hour in radio each and every day, ladies and gentlemen, here on 93.7, The Ticket. Grab your lunch. Come join us. Have a good time. All right. Here's what's on the docket for today. Quarterbacks. Spring football started. About the quietest beginning to a spring football I think I've ever seen. All right, so we're going to talk freshman quarterbacks here, talk a little bit about what Matt Rhule had to say. If you haven't heard yet, I will share it with you fine folks at home. I'll also, if you have heard it, I'll give you my thoughts on his thoughts on the freshman quarterbacks so far. Also, Henrik Harbert, can't forget about him. You know, he's the only guy with any actual starting experience in that room. All right, then we're also going to talk other Husker sports really quickly. I love that there are other Husker sports doing so well. I love that I get the chance to talk about them. So we're going to talk about some of the successes of some of the other Husker programs as well. Deion Sanders, Coach Prime. Coach Prime time, baby. He's not very happy with his Colorado Buffaloes during their spring practices right now. Well, I don't want to say I don't care because I care. But I'm just getting enjoyment out of it. I love it. I love it. The more I see videos of him yelling and getting mad and them going at each other, makes me happy. All right, just thrills me to the gills. All right, also, there's this thing still going on called the NCAA tournament. We got the men's playing. We got the women playing. All right, we had some games last night. North Carolina goes down. Their starting five was almost as old as the Oklahoma City Thunder's starting five. That's crazy to me. Couldn't get it done last night. They had a really solid season. If you're a North Carolina fan, you always want them to go to the Final Four every year, so maybe you're not completely thrilled, but they lost to Alabama. Okay, and we got some NCAA tournament games tonight. But don't forget to tune in right here, right at 12:30. Right here at 12:30, I will be joined by a former Husker great, a Nebraska Football Hall of Famer, two-time All-Big Eight performer, and Nebraska's current governor, Mr. Jim Pillen. We are going to be... Now, I've interviewed him a couple of times, and Ann, the lady I always chat with to set up the interviews, always very nice. Her first question, and she knows the answer, but she has to ask, because she knows. I'm going to talk Husker sports. I'm going to talk Husker football. That's what I'm going to do. Current of like national sports as well. She goes, all right, Adam, you're going to talk about the tax stuff? No, we're not. Okay, we're not. We're going to talk Husker football. We're going to talk. I'm going to ask him about Trev leaving. I'm going to ask him about the leadership. I'm going to ask him about the new AD, the hiring process, Troy Dannon. We're going to talk about, you know, a little bit of his playing days. They beat number one Oklahoma. Took Coach Osborne 6 tries to get it done as a head coach. The man I'm going to bring on at 12:30 is the man who recovered the game-winning fumble against number to beat Oklahoma in Memorial Stadium. Number one Oklahoma, Billy Sims, Heisman Trophy winner, had that fumble. Jim Pillen picked it up. Those are things we're going to talk about today. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's start off talking about Coach Matt Rhule and the freshman quarterbacks. All right, so Matt Rhule on the freshman quarterbacks, maybe a little bit of wide receivers, a little bit of defense look ahead as well, a little bit of running back talk as well, just – you know, kind of introduce spring football. Somehow it's not been talked about that much, which I think is actually indicative of a couple of things. Number one, I don't know. Our AD just left and we hired a new one. That seems to be a big deal. Number two, there's a lot of other Husker sports that are doing really, really well. If other sports aren't doing good, people are going to fall back to football. The fact that other sports are doing so well means that spring football's had kind of a quiet introduction. So we're going to emphasize the quarterbacks today, maybe talk about a few other things as well, but let's light this candle. All right, Matt Rhule has talked about this offseason, about, and I quote, the bright future, end quote, that these quarterbacks have, that Nebraska football has with these quarterbacks going at the helm here for the Huskers. All right, so here's what he had to say, and I quote, Dylan, talking about Raiola, Dylan and Daniel Kalen have done a great job of preparing within the offense. I think they know what to do. They know where to go with the football. They're on time. They're savvy and they're smart. So I've been really, really pleased. You can see what a bright future they both have. End quote. Now, I got quite a few thoughts, okay? And so as I read what he said, he's going to say positive things, of course. Of course, that's what he's going to say. I do think there's truth behind them. Absolutely, 100%. I believe there's truth. But when I was writing down his quote, because I looked it up on the computer, but I wrote it down as opposed to printing it out. Because as I wrote it down, I would just casually underline things that stood out to me. Something that stood out to me, Dylan and Daniel Kalen have done a great job preparing within this offense. I think they know what to do. I underlined the words, I think. Okay. Now, it's impossible to definitively say that they know what to do. Okay, especially when it comes to game speed and full practice speed and all that stuff. Why? Because they haven't really done it yet. Certainly haven't gone to the ground yet in the practice, have not had a game speed yet. So that word, I think, there's always just going to be that until we start playing games in the fall because they're true freshmen. We don't have them on tape. We don't have them with this experience. Okay. Now, the other things that stood out to me, that's not a knock. That's just something. I literally just wrote this down. If something stood out to me, I underlined it. If it didn't, I just kept going. I didn't go back and reread it twice or anything. Okay. He said they're on time, they're savvy, they're smart, and they know what to do. So you got to start somewhere with young quarterbacks. If you can't draw it up on the whiteboard in the calm of a room with the coach who's there to help you out, you're in trouble. Sounds like they can do that. If you can't explain it when the coach asked you to do it verbally, you're in trouble. Sounds like they can do that. Even doing walkthroughs on the field, it sounds like they can do it there. What they're going to need to get reps on. They're going to need to get reps full speed in practice. They're going to need to get reps without the pads on, which is how you always start out for the first two practices of spring. Then you go half pads, and you go pads eventually. Then you tackle. You got scrimmages. You got spring game. Gradually, they're going to need to be able to do these things full speed. They're going to need to do it without the coach right there to help them out. They're going to need to do it when the other guy's not just going to run by, tag them off because he got the green jersey on. They're going to need to do it when they're being tackled to the ground, which may not happen all spring. That's fine. Although I do know Rhule had the quarterbacks live last spring game. I hope that's what he does again this year. And then they're going to need to do it when the opposition is not your friend, not your boy, and they're trying to rip your face off and wear that thing on Halloween because they're trying to destroy you because they're on the other team. I'm not saying anything that's revolutionary, but that is the process. That is how this goes. Not just for quarterbacks, for any position, for any young guy. We had freshmen that played and contributed largely on the defensive line last year. They went through the same progression. It just wasn't as deeply analyzed. The expectations weren't quite as high. This is going to be a lot more publicized, what's going on with these quarterbacks, for obvious reasons that are justified, I might add. I am just pointing out that I'm going to enjoy watching this process, watching these young men learn, watching them improve, watching them get better, watching them from practice to games, it's a spring game, which is a glorified practice, but with a lot of people watching, highly analyzed practice, the most analyzed practice of the entire year, going into fall camp, going into actual live games and live game reps. So that is the progression. And so far, some of the things that have stood out this offseason that I have liked, that I underlined from this offseason, I've been waiting to share on the show, now's as good a time as any, is when Rhule has talked about how early they're getting to the facility and getting there at 6 a.m. and putting in the early work and putting in more work, and they're driven and they've got this desire. You know, Dylan Raiola, when you think about him specifically, when you watch him throw, when you watch the videos from him at practice the other day, he looks the part right now. He looks the part right now. And again, I already talked about the progression, how it's going to escalate. It's going to get tougher as you go along. That's just how it is. And I look forward to watching that, the improvement and the strides that are made throughout that process. He looks the part right now as you watch him throw, as you look at him physically. Okay. So he is an individual that obviously there's a lot of high expectations and people are excited to see what he can do. I think about some of the other guys in that quarterback room as well. One name that has not probably been talked about the least is Heinrich Harburg throughout this offseason. Now, I've even talked about on shows that I've done on the Carriker Chronicles. Check that out, CarrikerChronicles.com. Give my YouTube channel a subscribe if you're so inclined. If not, do it anyways. No, I'm just kidding. But Heinrich Harburg is an individual that I watched very closely when he was a freshman. He had the biggest arm. He was the most impressive throwing the ball. And that was when I watched him. There was Adrian Martinez in that room. There were some other guys. I think Luke McCaffrey was still in that room. By the way, Luke McCaffrey is going to be joining me next week. All right. So that's an interview that I look forward to. And I'm going to ask him all the fun questions Husker fans have been wanting to ask him for years. So tune in next week for my interview with Luke McCaffrey. And then I watched a race between the quarterbacks. There was four at the end of that day. Now, if you looked at size-wise, he was taller, probably outweighed all the other quarterbacks, except for maybe Adrian Martinez. Yet, Heinrich Harburg won that race. And I pointed to that several times over the years on the Chronicles show. I said he's faster than people realize. And he had the big arm. Now, last year, he even ran faster in games than I thought he would. He was actually a running quarterback. And I've talked about him on the Chronicles shows throughout this year being a Swiss Army knife of sorts. If he doesn't earn the starting quarterback job, to reiterate, needs to be earned. All right. Because he's got that ability to run an offense. He has game experience. He can run the ball. He can come in and do things with his legs that Daniel and Dylan Raiola are not going to look to do. So he's a Swiss Army knife, okay, like a Taysom Hill for the Saints, if he doesn't earn the starting quarterback job. What I'm curious to see is how is his mechanics. As a guy who threw a baseball growing up 95 miles an hour, threw a football 84, how do I know? Because I never could get 85, made me mad. I always watch for the mechanics. His mechanics completely – he struggled last year throwing the balls because of his mechanics completely changing. And part of that's probably due to the fact that he wasn't even in a quarterback's room for an entire year or two under Scott Frost. And so his development didn't just stall out. He went backwards, noticeably backwards. And I don't know that's his fault.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
So for me, I'm curious to see, because he has to be addressing those mechanics this offseason. If they look the exact same, that's on the coaches and that's on him. If they look better, that's on the coaches and that's on him too. I want to see how his mechanics look, because he can run. He can run an offense. He's got heart. I love watching him play. The question is the throwing. I'm going to talk about all three quarterbacks anytime I talk about quarterbacks this year, because the job should be earned. You go to Nebraska Football Depth Chart Online. Already slotted in is Dylan Raiola. Number two is Daniel Kalen. Number three is Harburg. Hey, the internet is what it is. It's all factually correct, right? Believe everything you read. There's no keyboard warriors whatsoever. All right. It's got to be earned, so I'm going to talk about all three. If he can improve his throwing motion, he will have a legit chance in this quarterback battle. Worst case scenario, he's Swiss Army knife, and he still makes a contribution. He can play other positions as well. You think about Daniel Kalen. Now, this is a guy that I've got to imagine is pretty motivated. He knew what he was getting into when he stayed committed to Nebraska, when Dylan Raiola committed, and he stayed committed talking about Kalen. Dylan's getting all the headlines, getting talked about a lot. That's fine. That's what was expected. Nothing wrong with that. Just got to earn the job. That's all I'm saying. Got to be a legit quarterback battle. Got to earn the job. The headlines can be what they are. And they will be what they will be, and they are what they are, and that is what it is, as Greg Austin used to say, my former teammate, offensive line coach here at the University of Nebraska. I got to imagine he's feeling a little extra motivated as well, much like Harburg, much like Rhule has talked about Dylan Raiola is from what he's seen. I'm sure they all are. There's an interesting story from Nebraska's Pro Day. Maybe you heard it, maybe you haven't. Dylan and Daniel were in there throwing the ball around to all the guys running the routes, wide receivers. For the pro day, they need a quarterback to throw the ball to him. So Dylan Daniels stepped in. Now, I was not there at the pro day. What I am told happened is that when it came time for the DBs to perform in the pro day and for balls to be thrown to them, Dylan turned around And I don't know what Daniel did, but Dylan, from what I'm told, Dylan turned around, flipped the ball to Daniel Kalen, said, "I don't throw interceptions." And then he was done for the day. Interesting story. I love the mentality. He only had one interception as a senior a year ago, 34 touchdowns to one interception. You want a 2-to-1 TD to interception ratio. 34-to-1 works. That'll do. We'll take that. No doubt about it. So this is a Nebraska quarterback battle that's going to be ongoing all offseason. All right. So I said I was going to touch on some of the other positions for spring ball. I will either do that at the end of this show or on my live show on day. Because I want to, like I said, I want to show love to all the Husker sports. Okay. And I've been doing it on social media. I love to do it here on this show as well. All right. So here's literally what I did. I went through my Twitter timeline and I screenshotted. If you're watching me on YouTube, you can see there's baseball, there's wrestling, and I'm just going to highlight some of these things. There's Nebraska women's basketball. Bowling was this morning. So I'm just going to shout out some of these teams and chat about them for a second. Nebraska baseball, 17-5 on the season. Second toughest SOS, strength of schedule in the country. They've won 7 games in a row. I look forward to talk about them more throughout this spring. They're a team that has looked good so far against some pretty good competition. Next team I want to shout out, and I had Peyton Robb on the show yesterday. If you missed that interview, missed that show, go back and check it out. Talk about basically a flesh-eating disease that he had and he battled, came back, didn't just come back, competed at a high level, won 4 times as many matches as he lost after being a 4-time All-American and battling back from necrotizing fasciitis. And he told me I said that right, and I practiced, so I was happy to hear that I said it right when I interviewed him yesterday. And he made it all the way to Nationals. Won his last match, finished 7th. Now, he wanted to finish higher, but I still think that's pretty incredible. The men's wrestling team, if you missed that interview, 5 All-Americans, second most in the entire country. Top 10 finish, their 9th top 10 finish in the past 10 years. All right. Shout out to a couple of specific athletes, Jazz Shelley, on a great career. She chose to come back for an extra year, the COVID year, to make a run here with Nebraska women's basketball, and she did that. I thought that was pretty cool. She thanked the fans on social media. So shout out to her and all the other seniors as well. All right, Keisei Tominaga, a guy that was a galvanizing figure for Nebraska basketball. Not just a good player, not just fun to watch, easy to root for. Played with a lot of emotion and passion, but a guy that was a galvanizing figure. Caught people's attention, brought more attention to Nebraska basketball. Good luck to him in the future. You got Nebraska men's gymnastics, who just won the regular season, at least a share, but of the regular season Big Ten championship. All right, so shout out to Nebraska men's gymnastics as well. And this morning, the bowling team doesn't get as much publicity as some of the other programs. But they have I'm going to look them up on Twitter real quick, and I'm just going to read their bio because it's actually pretty impressive. All right. Proud members of the Big Ten Conference, 10 national championships, ladies and gentlemen. 10 national championships. All right, and here's what I shared this morning because they've qualified. They punched their ticket to the NCAA tournament. All right, Nebraska Bowling is the only program in the history to qualify for every national championship tournament since 2003, when the NCAA basically started promoting bowling. So I thought that was pretty cool. I like that. One final thought on the quarterback, the freshman, and the 3 guys in that room currently at the moment. Okay, because as I was going through the screenshots, I forgot I had a screenshot of this. It was mentioned by someone else that if you have 3 quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks. And I thought that was interesting. Because the old saying is you have 2 quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks. Okay. It depends on how those are used. I've never hated the old Cordell Stewart slash. Okay. But if you got 2 guys who are like 50-50, 2 quarterbacks, you kind of have no quarterbacks. So when this individual said you got 3 quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks, in my mind, I was like, man, what a problem that would be to have. Oh, my goodness. To have 3 quarterbacks who are good enough to be starters. Because right now, we don't know that any of them. 2 of them have never taken a collegiate snap. 2 of them just took their first collegiate practice snap this week. They all 3 are highly touted and recruited. That includes Heinrich Harburg, who's a top 20 dual threat quarterback in the entire country. And we know Daniel Kalen's Elite 11. We know Elite 11 quarterback. Okay. And we know that Dylan Raiola is the highest ranked recruit Nebraska's ever had. So three talented guys, but nobody that's incredibly proven. So I would love it if one of them emerged. If all three emerged, man, what a problem that would be to have when you have question marks right now surrounding all of them, just due to mostly inexperience. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to talk a little bit about Deion and the Buffs, Coach Prime. Okay. But first, and then we're going to talk a little bit NCAA basketball as well. But first, I want to head to break, and then I'm going to chat with Nebraska Football Hall of Famer, Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in-app only.